Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Tuesday. The world is on fire when it comes to injuries and the Green Bay Packers, starting with the headline this morning, of course. Already made a video about it here on the channel. Hopefully you've watched it. If you haven't, this might be news to you. But Jordan Love had a procedure on his left thumb earlier today. Because of ligament issues, he will miss about a week, according to Brian Gutekunst. I know Tom Silverstein just reported a little bit ago, before I went live, that a source told him the operation slash surgery went perfect. And the expectation and hope is that Love is back and able to do some things at practice next week. He certainly won't be participating in joint practices, and he will not play in any preseason games. The next time we see him essentially in live action will be week one against Detroit. Not great, but could have been 10 times worse. So undoubtedly the Jordan Love watch will begin in earnest next week once the Packers are past their date with the Colts in the preseason with Malik Willis leading the charge on offense. That's the headliner of the day. But the other sneaking issue, and it's not so sneaky anymore, it's kind of brazen at this point, is the decimated wide receiving core for the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, coming into the year, you knew Christian Watson was not going to be available early in the season, though there was a glimmer of hope there from Brian Gutekunst this morning when he talked about the fact that, yes, the expectation is that Watson will begin the season on PUP, meaning he has to miss those first four games. But after that, it did sound like there is a chance that he could be back much sooner than anybody expected. Maybe not right away week five, but certainly, there is a lot of optimism around Watson, especially those of us who've been out there at practice and seen him running and cutting. Certainly looks like, to a layman's eyes, that he's ahead of schedule. And Gutekunst helping to kind of fuel that a little bit today. It would be excellent if they can get him back, but certainly that's not going to happen anytime soon. So you already knew Watson was on the shelf. Then you've had Jaden Reed, who, of course, we all know, we saw, has a boot on his left foot dealing with a toe injury. We have Dontavian Wicks, who's been out for weeks dealing with a calf injury. And now today, Romeo Doubs collides with Evan Williams and is laying on the field for a while, being seen to by trainers, eventually left practice, went into the Don Hutson Center. I know Rob Domofsky reported that he spoke to him very briefly in the locker room after practice. Doubs declined to talk to reporters, but Rob did ask, "Are you good?" And Doubs said, "Yes." Now, there's a wide swath of outcomes that could end up being as far as, "Yes, I'm fine, and I'm going to be out there at joint practice on Thursday." Or it can be, "Yes, I'm fine right here talking to you right now, but yes, I am dealing with a back injury that is going to keep me out who knows how long." So we'll see the next time we talk to or hear from Matt LaFleur, which will be on Thursday during the session in Indy as the team travels to Indianapolis tomorrow. I mean, the wide receiving group banged up. Now, of course, the silver lining here is that we've got, 26 days until the Packers play a game that matters. Certainly, you would love to have all these guys in camp practicing, getting their timing down, working with Jordan Love, etc. Clearly, that's all been blown to hell. And now it is an opportunity for a lot of these young guys. And clearly, that begins with Matthew Golden, who has had an excellent camp and will certainly now be getting even more opportunities with the ones in particular. But hey, man, Will Shepard, Julian Hicks, Cornelius Johnson. This is a chance to shine right here. This is an opportunity for all these young receivers who have been up and down at times, but certainly most of them have flashed. This is a golden opportunity starting on Thursday against the Colts to really show something and turn some heads and maybe make a case. I don't expect any of them to crack the code as far as making the 53, but certainly to be kept around on the practice squad and developed over the course of a year or two and maybe eventually becoming a, solid contributor for the Packers. Malik Heath in particular. I mean, if there has ever been a moment where he can really solidify himself in the eyes of the personnel group there in Green Bay. I know the specter of that drop pass in the preseason game probably hangs over him a little bit. Hopefully he can erase all of that with a good showing on Thursday And then on Saturday in the preseason game against the Colts. So, like I said, it's not the greatest news. It's an issue, certainly, at that position. Don't love to see it. But thankfully, it's happening now and not week one. Hopefully, like I said, most of these guys are back, ready to contribute outside of Christian Watson, and they can hit the ground running against the Lions there on September 7th. Hello, everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody chiming in, chatting it up. Hello, hello, hello. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, or indeed, in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. You know you want to see the green and gold. Hopefully week one, kicking some Lion butt. All right, a lot of ball game left, but hopefully that's what we'll be seeing. What's going on, folks? We got super chats already lined up here. Game 1131, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. This is Chad. It was great meeting you at the NFL draft. Well, hello, Chad. I was at my local Willie Street co-op looking for Carry the G, and I was unable to find it. Is it out yet? Brett says hi. What's up, Brett? Yes, it is out. It is slowly making its way across shelves throughout Wisconsin. I know in the Milwaukee area, it is abundantly available in various locales. You can check out cheeseheadtv.com/beer. Our beer page has an interactive map. If you put in your zip code, it will show the stores that are carrying it closest to you. I know in Northeast Wisconsin and some of Western Wisconsin, it is a bit slower to reach shelves, but it should be populating a bunch of places over the course of this week into next. We just got a spreadsheet earlier today indicating that a bunch of folks have taken a bunch of Carry the G on board as we sit here and chat. So thank you for your patience, but yes, it is out. It is coming out. It is making its way across the great state of Wisconsin. And thank you for the interest. Carry the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. Brett Mack, thank you for the super chat. This feels like a setup. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for the amazing content you create. Go Pack Go. That is quite possibly the nicest internet interaction I've ever had. I really appreciate it, Brett. Thank you so much. Michael, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Matt LaFleur seemed stressed out at times last season. Do you think that is related to Love needing to fill the leadership void previously filled by Rodgers? I talked about this a little bit towards the end of last season. Certainly the change, right? The fulcrum swing where Aaron Rodgers had been the face of the franchise for so long, and it enabled Matt LaFleur to come in and just coach, right? He didn't really have to take on so much publicly, but certainly when they made the switch to Jordan Love, along with, and this is a pretty significant contribution, jettisoning so much veteran talent and going extremely young as they have over the course of the last two seasons, I do think Matt took that as an opportunity to take more control of the program, of the organization. But I do think towards the end of last year, and I talked about it after the Vikings game, and I know Mark Tauscher somewhat echoed my sentiments completely separately. Like we came to this conclusion at the same time, completely independently, that it did feel like Matt was a little too tight. The grip was a little, you know, like to your word, stressed out at times, right? And I think it's a fine line, right? It's your name. As the head coach, you are, you know, the buck does stop with you, and you are blamed for everything or lauded for most things, though it does seem weird that Matt doesn't get the credit he sometimes deserves. But yeah, I do think there was a tipping point last year where maybe he did get a little too tightly wound when it came to his football team. I don't think I've seen signs of that so far this summer. Certainly there was the incident with Rashid Walker that was a little kind of odd and out of the norm, so to speak. But, you know, it is his team and it is a reflection of the coach, and it should be how he wants it to be. So I understand trying to take control, right? And trying to make sure it reflects what it is you feel is important as far as what type of team you want to be, how you're going to play, how you play the game. He talked about it a little bit this morning, actually, at the podium, talking about smart teams and detailed teams and the details being the separator, right? Of teams that maybe possibly are very talented but don't do quite as well, and the other teams that do go deep in the playoffs and win championships and things of that nature. So it's an interesting reflection coming off of a preseason game where it certainly was sloppy as hell. And he himself admitted the fundamentals were not up to snuff. Be interesting to see if that improves Saturday in Indianapolis. Simatovich, what's going on, man? I have two hands and can run out routes if needed. I mean, I'm sure there'll be holding tryouts there at Titletown in the football field anytime that you want to stop by and show off what you got. This is not real. Please do not show up at the Titletown football field. Mimsy Rose, thanks for the super chat. No time for injury worries. The Brewers are cooking. I mean, it does help, right? You know, it's preseason. These games don't count. Hopefully they get healthy by the time September 7th rolls around and this is all forgotten about. Meanwhile, we can, as Wisconsin sports fans, just turn around and enjoy the Brewers, which, damn, they are making it easy. 10 in a row? Feels like we're getting close. You know, every time we're going to get that 12 mark, and then the George Webb thing is going to happen. We know what happened last time. They got there right on the precipice. So one game at a time, folks. One game at a time. Hey, Joe. Yeah. Do they put Golden in bubble wrap? No, because he's a young player. I mean, he needs the reps. He needs to practice. He needs to refine his craft. He needs to become the player they want him to be. He's got to play football. And that's the other thing. I've seen some stuff already today. You know, oh, Jordan Love is injury prone. No, he plays football. He's a football player. Football players get hurt. The injury rate in the NFL is 100%. And look, last year, does anyone remember Jordan Love coming back early? Coming back too early by his own admission and Matt's admission? Probably should have sat for a few more weeks. The guy wants to play. The guy wants to be out there for you, for Packers fans. And then he gets hurt and, oh, he's injury prone. Man, you kids, you guys, you don't know. You don't get it, what these guys go through, what they put their bodies through, what they fight through to get back out on the field to try to perform for your favorite team. And I know most of this is falling on, but this is a preaching to the choir thing. I know most of you are rational and understand this, but oh, the injury prone thing drives me nuts. You know who else was injury prone at the start of their starting career in Green Bay? Aaron Rodgers. Go back and look it up. Everybody talked about, oh, he's injury prone. Remember he got hurt on that, I think it was a preseason game against the Ravens where he broke his foot. Oh, he's injury prone. It's like, no, he's playing football. That's what happens. You get hurt. Drives me nuts, man. Drives me nuts. E4K Town, what's up? Perhaps showering with holy water will cut back on injuries. You know, there comes a time when even the crazy out-of-bounds stuff sounds tempting. Who knows, man? I'll put it in the suggestion box at 1265 and see if they take us up on it. Porkmaster, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. How many Wisconsin bartenders can catch? Any more Vincent Papals out there? I mean, I'm sure. Again, line them up. Audition them. Have some tryouts. I mean, if nothing else, call Tom Grassi. We know he can catch. There it is. Big difference from A-Rod and Love. Yeah, one's at the end of their career and one's just started as a starter. You're right. It is a big difference. Excellent police work. Proud of you. Richard, thanks for checking out the stream, man. Have you seen the ESPN YouTube interview of Goody talking about his time as a Southeast scout and how he should have pounded the table more for Frank Gore? Very fascinating. I have not seen that, but I'll absolutely check it out. In fact, when I was in Green Bay, I was talking to Goody on the sideline about his time in the Northeast, which I didn't realize he had covered that area at one point. I thought he was always in the Southeast, but apparently at one point he was in the Northeast as well. What else we got here, folks? Rodgers played an entire season with hurt legs, broken thumb. Yeah, that's correct. Brett Favre played with tons of injuries. You know what Jordan Love did last year? Played with a lot of injuries. This is my point. The NFL is injury prone. Yes, correct. That is right. Michael says, can we please not panic yet? Am I concerned? Yes, but every team is going through this. Thank you. You know why? Because they're playing football. That is 1,000% correct. And look, I don't think most people are panicking. I did get a few responses this morning, people being very upset and nervous, etc. One or two that I did have to somewhat calm down. But for the most part, I think most Packers fans understand, yes, it is very early. Better to have this happen now than a month from now. And it is like a month, a little under a month away. You know, there's plenty of time. Nick, what's up, man? Nags, thanks for bringing common sense to the Packers community. I try, man. I try. Look, I don't begrudge anybody who is emotional about this stuff, because that's the whole point. That's fandom. Fan is short for fanatic, right? But at some point, we got to be a little realistic about what's happening, you know? And I get it, man, it's the media and people got to drive narratives and all that stuff, but it's really, really not time to panic, not time to freak out. These guys certainly will be doing everything in their power to get back on the field to contribute. Right now, it's frustrating. No question about it. We still have preseason football to play in September. Donnie, see, you kind of joke, and you're not in, you know, 1,000,000% wrong, because it does feel like the NFL in particular now, there has been this kind of weird feeling of that first month teams really finding themselves. And I don't think that's to a team. I don't think that's the whole league, but there's some of that. There's some of, you know, trying to, you know, come in with one idea and maybe that idea doesn't work and you have to adjust and things like that. And certainly on offense, teams really kind of, you know, muddling through those first two or three games and becoming the cohesive unit you hope they become down the stretch. Every once in a while you get a week one game where someone scores like a ton of points and you think, oh wow, they're the new offensive juggernaut, and then they struggle to score for the rest of the season, right? Week one is always weird, but yeah, there's something to that in the modern NFL. No doubt about it. TKM 9573. How are you, man? Nags, long time. Love the content. Thanks, TKM. Good to see you at your post. Thanks, brother. I hear what you're saying here. Drop ball syndrome is more of a concern. Dings will heal. Drops? Yeah, they're concerning. I mean, the thing is the Romeo Doubs drop on Saturday night was so out of character for what we've seen this summer, right? The Malik Heath thing, he usually has really good hands. So that's not something I'm freaking out about. It's unfortunate because it was such a problem for the team last year. But the guys who it was really a problem for, i.e. Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed, weren't out there. You know, those are the guys who really have to improve, especially on third down. So I think, you know, there's no doubt that you never want to see it. I'm not too concerned with the guys who did it. I think they'll bounce back really nice. That's just my guess. Glenn, you're not wrong, buddy. Rams didn't panic when Trent Green got hurt and some guy named Kurt Warner played. I mean, it's an iconic NFL moment. I mean, you can't count on that, right? Oh, look, we've got this backup who, you know, has bounced around the Arena League and the NFL Europe and was in Packers camp one summer, etc. And now all of a sudden he becomes a Hall of Famer. That's not really the plan most times, but yeah, it's an incredible moment. I'll never forget when Trent Green got hurt in that press conference that, you know, Vermeil was almost crying and he said, you know, I know this team is going to rally around Kurt Warner and we're going to play good football. And Lord, did they. It was a pretty incredible moment. Incredible season, no doubt about it. Kyle, very interesting, right? It will be interesting to see how the defense does in year two of the scheme. Yeah, and right now we haven't seen a ton of the scheme. You know, certainly they did some things on Saturday night, some reduced sets. They certainly had some of the rotational stuff. We saw them bail it out of like what looked like a pressure look into a deep cover three, things of that nature. But for the most part, we're probably not going to see much of what the quote-unquote new schematic stuff that Halfley is trying to implement until we get to week one, right? They're never going to show too much there in the preseason or even in joint practices, though I think you'd probably see a little bit more there. Rick, what's up, man? This year's second rounder would be perfect for U71. Your thoughts? Hell yes. Let's get Belton out there for Jumbo. I'm down with this. Man, Kevin Berry, what a time to be alive. Evil Badger, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'll accept the Packers and Bucks missing the playoffs for 5 years for a Brewers World Series title. Only major sports league title Wisconsin hasn't experienced. I saw that somebody put that up there on Twitter the other day. Like, what would you give up Packers-wise for a Brewers World Series victory? And nothing? No. Absolutely not. The Packers have to win. I want the Brewers to win the World Series. Don't get me wrong, but I ain't giving up anything Packers for it. Hell no. But I understand the sentiment. Don't get me wrong. E4, what's up? Main message from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was, don't panic. Just saying. I mean, an absolutely perfect analogy. Joe, thank you for the super chat and the concern. I understand. Hoping we avoid shotgun heavy offense again. That is going to be an interesting development, right, throughout the course, especially the first part of the season. So much of what we saw last year out of the gun, a lot of the spinner stuff, and the move away from the, you know, duo, even the wide zone stuff off, and then getting into play action off of that, where Jordan was so successful the second half of 2023. We're really kind of hoping to get back to some of that this year, but if Jordan's unable to go under center, at least early, it does change some things, right? Now, that could be projection and it could ultimately be a complete non-worry, right? Who knows as far as what the procedure was that he had today, how he rebounds and responds to it, and perhaps he gets back to practice next week, and then by, you know, the two-week mark, he's fine. Under center, no problem. That's entirely possible, right? But it is something to monitor, no question about it. You hate the idea of kind of limiting yourself and having to carve out something of a new approach on offense that maybe they weren't planning on heading into the season because they thought, hey, Jordan's healthy now. That would truly suck. Michael, where can one buy your hat? At the Cheesehead TV shop, which you can find here if you're on YouTube, which I believe you are. You can go down below here on YouTube. There's a link to the store. If you're not on YouTube, you can go to cheeseheadtv.com. On the top bar, there's a number of buttons there. You can hit merch. It'll take you to our store. The hat is available there. Rick Harris, I'd trade the Bucks franchise for a World Series. Okay, relax. The Bucks just won a championship. Let's celebrate them. You know, after 50 years, that's still pretty amazing. I know everyone's like, you know, what have you done for me lately? But that's pretty amazing. Pretty great. Ayahuasca, what's going on, man? Think we'll see much from Hopper this season. Always love a thumper like Desmond Bishop. I think he's got a chance. We talked about this yesterday. Simmons needs to really kind of bounce back from a unfortunate showing against the Jets. I think Hopper's played well all summer. I think he had a decent preseason debut this summer. I do think, yeah, there's a very good chance that he is at least in the rotation, right? Now, I don't think he's going to start ever this year unless there's injuries. But I do think he's played himself into consideration or even into playing time with how good he's looked this summer. I just, you know, point blank, he has looked good. No doubt about it. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.